Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends. Thanks for joining me for another edition of Fine Points, and welcome back. Sunday was another beautiful day to come out and worship the Lord, and I was so glad to see many of our members and friends in attendance. Sunday, of course, was Women's Day, and I believe nearly every woman in attendance participated in the program in one way or another. It was uplifting and inspiring to see the women work and sing together. I want to thank everyone for their participation, and especially Sister Mary Rory for serving as program chairperson and Sister Glenda Hawkins as guest speaker. The men's breakfast will be this Saturday at 8:30 a.m. in the Fellowship Hall. We will probably be doing some cleaning in the old Fellowship Hall and some other things following breakfast. Beginning at 11:30 a.m., we will have a health workshop and seminar on healthy eating and nutrition. So everyone is invited to join us for that. Don't forget that Vacation Bible School will begin Monday, June 11th, and continue through Friday, June 15th. We always have a good time at Vacation Bible School, so make plans to attend. We will begin at 6:15 each night. Don't forget to come out to Sunday School, Missions, and BTU beginning at 9 o'clock a.m. These three ministries provide an important ingredient in our spiritual growth. The summer quarter begins this Sunday in Sunday School and will focus on justice in the New Testament. This should be a very interesting and important topic. In BTU, Study 2, Culture and Worldliness of Lifestyle Priorities, is our continuing study of practical Christian living and witnessing in our world today. It is providing an excellent forum for us to share our thoughts on some of the critical aspects of living out our Christian calling in an increasingly secular society. So make that extra effort and join us each Sunday as we grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ through these ministries. I want to express my sincere appreciation for all of our members and friends who came to Friendship Missionary Baptist Church last week during their spring revival. I was the guest preacher for the week, and it was so good to look out and see you there. Thank you again for your continuing prayers and support. There was also a good turnout for Walker's Grove Missionary Baptist Church's Missionary Day service. It was a wonderful and spiritual service. The food was good, and I know Sister Valinda Jordan was glad to see everyone there. And now a few final thoughts from yesterday's Women's Day service. When a layperson speaks, their speech is not intended to be a sermon. That is the clergy's responsibility. But it gives a layperson the opportunity to share some thoughts and experiences about the Lord based on their own life. Sister Hawkins focused her message yesterday on healing because of her recent experiences that involved the healing of her body. She reminded us of how important it is to call on the Lord and depend on Him when we are at our weakest and most vulnerable points. She also mentioned the importance of having a good support team of family, friends, and church members when we are going through a trying time. Finally, by accepting the invitation to speak, she reminded us to be willing to do what we are asked, even if it doesn't seem like much to us, because we never know who may need to hear or witness what we have to share. Well, that's all for now. Have a good week, and I hope to see you Saturday at the health seminar and workshop, and Sunday morning, if not before, if the Lord so wills. So until then, blessings and peace.